Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by Energy, everybody. Brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. Also, Mainframe USA Apparel. Insane in the mainframe. If I were a cursing man, I'd probably add a MFA in there. But I don't know if that's marketable.
I feel like we need to assist you on that one. So when you say insane in the mainframe, we need to do that. Insane, got no brain.
That might
What's
not,
that guy's name?
I'm not sure.
Weird.
No, Steven's got it.
Steven?
Oh, God. He's got it. He's Steven, got it.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Antline Audio is the other sponsor, of course. Keep your headphones. Get a mod mic. Today on the show, of course, to my left, we got the real David Webb. What's going
what
on?
What is going on, everybody?
I wanted to say House of Pain. I know it's not.
It's not. What? That's
I know.
Terrible.
I know it's not.
We got Steven Gutierrez over on the other side of the building. What's happening, Steven?
What's going on, everybody?
Yep.
How you doing?
And over on the soundboard, but with no sound, Corey Vincent's there, everybody.
I will not take this lightly, Aaron.
Well, I mean, that's neither here nor there. And then also, of course, day in, day out, they sit here and they wait week in, week out. The chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Hello,
what's going
chat.
On, chat? How you doing, man?
The quietest people ever, though. I mean,
they so never respond.
They're polite and patient. Hey, already.
Hey, do we got a follower?
Off the bat.
All right.
That's
good
stuff.
That's a good sign.
In front of a live
Speaking of good signs, I wanted to give a little love to our Facebook page where we were hitting that. What was it last night, Webb?
999 people.
999. What? We're on the cusp.
And the mistake I made.
Okay, yeah.
Was
go
telling
ahead.
These. Was Okay, so we're in a group. Facebook. Not Facebook. What were we in?
We were in.
PlayStation.
Right.
I get those two confused all the time. PlayStation chat. And I was like, oh man, guys, our Facebook is at 999. Steven, a couple other assholes decided, oh, unfollow. So I'm watching it. 98, 97, 96. I was
right,
like, you guys
dropping.
Suck.
It's to keep you, you know, humble.
Right.
We can giveth and taketh away.
Giveth
yeah.
and taketh away.
So you're welcome.
Oh man.
Shout out to my boy Joe on Facebook, too. He hit me up on the DMs, and then he instantly went to the Facebook page and reshared it and everything like that. So I want to give a little shout out to him. He does like a website or whatever. Crap, I'm forgetting the website. Sorry, Joe. What is it? Tapworkcomics.com? Yeah, check it out. He sells stuff there, of course. You know, quick plug. He plugged us, so I guess I could plug him, right?
I guess. I mean, you have the soundboard.
There it is, everybody. There it is.
And it is Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill?
And the guy's name is Be Real.
Be Real, yeah.
He's the guy who sounds like this.
I don't know if he sounds like that all the time.
He sounds just like that.
I don't know if he sounds like that all the time.
So when he talks.
I wanted to kind of zoom through the show because we got a lot to talk about today, everybody. Like a stupid amount of things are going on. Yes, Steven. We have a lot of stuff. This is the last show before the big day, everybody.
You're getting married.
No, not yet. But you're close.
You just had a birthday.
I did have a birthday. Yeah. Yesterday was my birthday. 335
now, right?
years old. Yeah. Okay. In Negro years,
that's
is.
That's terrible.
Had a birthday yesterday. I'm talking about Valentine's Day. It's on a Tuesday when the club goes up. So, I mean, there's that. Any special plans, Corey?
No.
Already putting you on blast already.
No special plans whatsoever. Actually, we do. I'm not going to front.
A little steak tartare?
No steak tartare. Okay. Basically, we're definitely not going to celebrate it on V-Day, but not the weekend of V-Day, but the next one.
Okay, because usually people do it this.
No, see, we got it all. We had to plan it out.
Okay.
So basically, we are going to do one of those like day trip things. So flights to Utah are like $60.
Really?
So we're going to go to Utah.
Wait, hold on. Stop. You're going to go to Mormonville?
We're going to go to Mormonville.
And you're going to go over there. It's probably going to be a dry county at the time.
It's a dry state.
Yeah, it's a dry state, so there it is.
That's I don't think that's factually accurate.
Okay, 100%. You go ahead.
When you fly over Utah, they can't serve you drinks.
Yeah. They cannot.
Yeah. Women that the go airspace. There, instantly grandmas.
Instant.
Instantly.
Well, it's no one of the states we both have not been to yet, and we have a list of like a map that okay. we've been slowly crossing states off as
nice.
We go to them.
I love that. I'm doing that with my girl, stealing that. Go ahead.
And that's one of the ones that we don't have, and it was cheap to fly to.
Utah.
Did you just say my girl?
He did. He's talking about Jai.
This is no, a secret. I'm there. Talking about whenever it's I. A secret. I'm talking about.
Oh, did you just bust out his lover on
first
yes,
all,
by name?
Not. Yes, I did.
First of all, not. What are you going to be doing?
Nothing. Nothing that big. Thanks, Corey.
Dang. Way to set the bar high, Corey.
I know their wives watch the show, so.
Yeah, we're just gonna get yeah. dinner.
You mean ex-wife?
We're moving like right. the following weekend.
For Webb here.
We're just going to get dinner okay. and...
Excuses is what I hear
yep.
then. All right.
Excuses.
And Steven.
Lots of masturbation. Like, there you nonstop. It's going to be crazy.
You might sell flowers first?
I don't know why.
I might change
more.
It up and make it a three-way.
That is...
Just like switch hands.
Are you milking cows? What is that?
Into a saucer, you know?
You're just going to...
Just a shot glass?
This got way out of hand.
Just going to milk.
I don't know why I expected that not to go there.
Chat room.
I kid.
If you have any...
kid.
You know...
I don't know how to respond to
V-Day
that.
V-Day plans.
That came out left field.
Go ahead and shot them out, definitely, in the chat room. As long as it doesn't have to be the same thing as Steven's.
Yeah,
everybody
if
in the
is,
chat, that's exactly what's happening.
If it is.
Mo Fruit,
spare
it's
us.
The same for her.
Whoa!
Wow.
Gamingson's Gaming, he's probably jerking it now.
He said you can jack anything with a...
a crusty sock here, and a crusty sock there, and a crusty sock here.
I was just interested only because it's a weird day to come in the, like almost midweek on a Tuesday. So it's like, do you hold it off to the other week, or do you do it the weekend before, like, you know.
It's a Hallmark holiday, people.
It is.
I don't get all up in arms. Valentine's Day should be every day.
Oh, okay. Somebody's...
Way to save face.
Yeah, I was going to say somebody's
say face.
Wife is watching the show.
Hey, love you.
He screwed up earlier. That's probably what happened. He's still making up for it.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Working my way out of
it. So your anniversary was like yesterday.
Hole of shit that I've done and said to my wife.
And if you're like a gamer geek people too, do you guys do the norm thing that everybody thinks you do and just play co-op games all day and, you know?
No, my wife hates video games. So
co-op games and bang?
That doesn't
is
happen.
That, is that what it is?
That's terrible. No. That sounds like a different show.
Isn't that a thing? Is that a Netflix
thing?
And chill?
Netflix and chill.
Co-op games and bang?
I think that's a Brazzers episode.
I may have seen that.
Is it Call of Duty and Screw? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Does it Kyle have a song?
Sexy Super Smash Bros.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sexy Super Smash
no,
Bros.
No, Sex and Super Smash Bros.
Yeah. That does not seem like... How do you go from like Kirby and...
Well,
Kirby
first of all, wait, Kirby sucks a lot.
Yeah, Kirby's sucking everybody. So. And have you seen Zero Suit Samus?
Speaking of which, did you set that up on purpose?
No, I did not, but go ahead.
Nairo just won first place at a major Japanese Smash Bros. Tournament last night.
With Zero Suit Samus?
With Zero Suit Samus.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched Smash, and the Japanese players kind of use different characters a little bit. Like, it's a different meta. And the dude who made it up to second place was using Sonic. Trolliest character in the damn game.
Why is that, though?
He's just so campy. He just, you know how back in the original Genesis days when you were playing
he
Sonic.
He wasn't campy back then, no.
He wasn't campy, but you know that move where, like, you just roll and you're kind of invulnerable for a minute?
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like you're not rolling forward, you just...
Just a spin.
Yeah, you just spin for a minute. Well, sure. He does that move and just goes back and forth, and, like, it's super hard to beat. And he kind of trolled his way up to the winner, or to the grand finals to fight against Nairo. And, you know, when you're in loser's brackets, you need to beat the guy at the top in grand finals twice.
You have to beat the man. You have to beat the
man. You have to beat the man twice because it's double elimination. Yeah. Beat it. Like, Nairo didn't get a match in the set until the last set and won every match that he had to. Basically did a reverse sweep. It was pretty friggin' phenomenal. And here's the crazy thing. This tournament, to my understanding, how it works is there's a giant open where like 1,000 people showed up to see who could make it. And then there was an invitational portion where they take some of the best from America and the West and, you know, invite them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an invitational bracket with spots from the open. Nairo was invited, I think, last year. I can't remember how he placed. He wasn't invited this year, but he just showed up, I think. He just went there and played through the open bracket and ended up winning the open bracket
jacked.
And the invitational and taking the whole thing. It's pretty spectacular. The dude's amazing, dude, and he deserved the win. He's a guy who plays so much better when he's in different countries.
Well, wow, okay.
I don't know why. Maybe and it's not like a competition is lower because, like, there's a running joke. The actual creator of Smash is there watching this tournament. And
pressure's on is what you're saying, right?
Whoever wins usually gets a big fat nerf. Like
oh, okay.
Really quickly.
Well, yeah,
after.
I mean, that's all type of games. They kind of check that stuff when they're doing the tournaments and stuff like that. As soon as they see this person is really OP on something, they're like, oh, yeah, we got to change that meta up so we can stop doing that.
Almost as many congratulation Nairo messages as we got, there was just as many like, well, rest in peace, Zero Suit Samus. Like, about to get a fat nerf.
Chat's popping off about some of the stuff. We got Zeke up in the I'm gonna call him Zeke. His name is Ezekiel Shade Tree, but just gonna go with Zeke.
Zeke complimented my beard earlier. Thank you.
Saying that he's an RPG guy, and I was trying to give him some advice. Well, you gotta change it. That's a single player thing, dude. Like, your lady friend is not gonna want to sit there and watch you.
ESO, get her on that ESO.
Yeah, do something, man.
Well, you know, MMOs. That's like perfect. A lot of people meet their lovers on there.
Oh my god. That
introduce her to D&D.
That couldn't be the truest thing I've ever.
And then you're just role playing in the bedroom.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Hey yo. All right. Boom. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
We had a trifecta here now.
We did. Everybody was prepared.
Yeah.
That almost never happens.
I'm getting used to it.
It's like two out of three.
Well, apparently, if you want to be a game developer and you want to put your stuff on Valve, Steam, then it's going to get a whole heck of a lot easier. This spring, Greenlight will be replaced with Steam Direct. Now, you know, we've seen people, we had developers come on the show actually before and just be straight up in that process of getting greenlit or whatever, right? Well, we're still being greenlit to, or waiting to be greenlit on Steam and stuff like that. Well, this time, you're going to pay a small fee. Well, let me take that back. You're going to pay a fee because I don't know how much the fee is just yet. And
it's
then
it's a small fee of $1 million.
You're going to fill out some paperwork, you know. It's like applying, you know, for an apartment or something like that. And then you'll be able to put your game onto the Steam store.
So they're just bypassing the whole like community voting thing?
Yep, and they're just going straight for it. Give me the cash.
I think that makes sense, though. I'd love to see the actual number of games that got turned down.
Probably hundreds.
You think so?
Yeah. Everybody wants to be a game developer. Everybody. Yeah. You can't, not one person in this room never thought about making a video game.
But to greenlight a game, like, there's no money exchanging hands. It's not just for me to say, I have an idea, let's go to Steam Greenlight. It's like, I have a game and I want it on Steam, let's try Greenlight.
Well, this way is also getting money, though, as well. Because they're saying that they're going to be able to, of course, get money back from the sales of your said game. So you're basically going to get your fee, whatever that will be, anywhere between $1,000 to $5,000. Per submission, that is, you might, you know, get that back. Who's going to pay $5,000? What indie developer is going to do that to get their stuff on there?
Under Inspired Games has a good question, or a good point, I should say. Does this mean less quality control? I don't know if that's what that means because
is there quality already? Because I've seen a lot of crap get passed through.
I was going to say Greenlight is people voting, but if those people don't necessarily vote the way I do, that doesn't make. I mean, there's tons of games I never voted on at all. Maybe there's a giant unsung.
You realize
majority.
Trump's president.
I was going to say, right? Voting never really goes that well.
You realize
all
that,
the time.
Right?
But in theory, there's now, I mean, if someone wants to make a game, put it on Steam, they should have that right. Just because a bunch of yahoos say that a game's going to suck, I mean, maybe we have not experienced the best game in the world because it got voted down on Greenlight. But it really was going to be dope.
I wonder what
then
that
why
is.
Would that stop you?
Yeah, because there's a lot of
that
crap
should not,
out there.
That should not stop your ambition to make a.
Have you seen
great
the green light, the store games on Steam that are like $5, maybe $10, and they're just absolute trash? Steven, what's that game that we downloaded that was like a fake Skyrim?
Savage Lands.
Savage Lands. We
it
never
was
even
like
went
Minecraft
back.
Meets. I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I kind of got addicted for a split second. I was trying to build a giant building.
Yeah.
All right. But
it was. It wasn't good.
It was
one of those early access games, which I'm totally against early access stuff, unless it is like free. And it just, I don't know, it didn't live up to anything. I don't even know if they've done any updates. You should go check that out, Steven, and see if they've even revisited that game.
All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
what was that game we played that was like a super indie title on the Xbox. Remember the Xbox 360 did a pretty damn good job of fostering like indies.
Are you talking about that fighting game?
Yeah, they gave access. They had Kingdom for Keflings, which was like a pretty big one.
But that was boring to me.
And then the other one that was a complete ripoff of Dragon Ball Z.
And Bleach and Free and Naruto.
Was an amazing game.
That was an amazing arena battle game.
That needs to get remade.
Yeah, it was that something Dairaisu or something like that.
Yeah, something
Avatar.
It used your avatars, and you could either be Naruto, you can be Goku, you could be... they kind of blatantly ripped off a bunch of different animes and throw you in this arena where you're destructing the environments. God, that was a good game.
It was fun.
I'm glad you talked me into spending the... Was it a dollar?
I think it was only a buck.
I remember hearing you guys talk about it, and I was like... I don't know. I'm not going to spend a dollar on some indie... Okay, whatever. Best dollar I ever spent on Xbox.
It was one of the best indie games on the Xbox. And it, I don't know why they didn't blow up as much as I tried to promote it. Like even
it was good.
Because we should have got the developers on the line here.
We should have.
Actually, that was way before we even did a podcast, wasn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
It was.
That was way, way back in the day. Some things are changing in the E3 world. Did you know that, Corey?
No, hit me with it.
Well, this year, they're going to knock down the doors and let normies in.
Wait, they've done that in the past.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't they do that?
Only 15,000.
In the past?
No, only 15,000 can get in this year.
That's what it's saying. Yeah, but in the past, though, didn't they let...
EA, in the past, it was just, I think, no holds barred.
Yeah, because you pay, like, what were tickets? Like, $800? And you can go to E3?
You got cash?
Come on now. Well, I don't pay for that stuff.
I'm just saying. I think that's what it was.
Terrible. E3 2017 has opened its doors to 15,000 fans. Signs of ESA being more accepting of attendance outside the industry has been apparent since last year. It gave away 20,000 tickets to the E3. In the event located outside near Los Angeles, blah, blah, blah. Fans and tickets will get to check at the show floor, the panel discussions during the June 13th to 15th event, of course. Wow, it says ESA is teaming up with our very own, everybody, Jeff Keighley.
Yes.
To provide attendees with access to special benefits associated with Keighley's very own E3 programming. So if Keighley's name is involved with it, everybody, like literally...
Free Doritos and Mountain Dew for
everybody.
It's going
to be, what do the kids say? It's going to be lit.
Yep. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit, fam.
As Steven would call it, it's going to be literous.
Literous.
That's probably a whole different, that's disgusting.
It's Valentine's. It's Valentine's Day.
We went, at least three out of two times, right? Or out of the last
three out of two times.
Two out of the last 3 years, excuse me.
I've been to all three.
Yeah, see, I went to two at least. Yeah. And it does seem that like there's a lot of just normies.
There's too many normies. Like, it kills the vibe. And I know how bad that sounds, and people get really offended, you know, that they're not allowed to go, and that media people would say, you know, why can't the public go? Like, fuck that. I don't care. If you're public, I don't want you to be there. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot of freaking money, so you're
What about the last day? At least the last day. No, not even the last day?
No. The tickets are way too expensive, so if you spent money to go to E3, you're an idiot, first of all, because it's not worth it. Honest, I've been there. I've gone for free, and I think I paid too much sometimes, just because it's nothing but long lines. Maybe I'm jaded.
Is it because you went there and you're working, and not really experiencing?
That's kind of the frustration. I am there working, so when there's a bunch of normies, you know, taking up all the line space.
Ceramic Dress said VGB isn't normies. Yeah. Well, clearly we're not.
No, we're not normies.
We're
way above normies.
Clearly we're not.
Odd.
Well, I mean, true. I mean, we shouldn't be there, honestly. We probably don't deserve to be there. But when you are there under that circumstance, it's like, I want to live it up. You know, I want to go through the lines and experience all the games so I have shit to talk to you guys about. But then if I can't get to play those said games, it's just a waste of my time.
But here's the thing, though, because it's not just like it's California that converges on L.A. It's... like the world. We ran into people when we were there that were all over the world coming to E3. Like, oh, we're from Germany. We wanted to check out these games and stuff like that. So they fly over here. So even if without the regular, you know, just spectators coming in there that are not writing articles or, you know, there to shoot a video or something like that, I think it still would be crowded and you're still going to get a lot of lines, especially for the big popular things like Resident Evil. Couldn't play that whole week. Couldn't play it one time because of the line all the way through the freaking building. And they were even taking reservations and stuff like that, right? Or like
Like, Zelda was even worse this last year.
Even Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one, if you want to really complain about the people that shouldn't be there, it's the celebrities.
Yeah. It's Snoop Dogg out of the line.
It's the like, what is he doing there? I mean, I love Snoop Dogg, but is Snoop Dogg writing an article on this? Is Snoop Dogg in the downtown?
If he says on his YouTube page that freaking Avatar Creation 2017 is the greatest game ever,
it's going to be lit.
Everybody in his fan page is going to buy it. That's why he's invited.
That's why he's invited. I understand the advertisement and stuff like that. But first of all, a lot of these games aren't even like complete. When they're there to the show, they're showing you like a demo of something to kind of get you the concept of everything going on. And then the other thing, you get a small brief time with it. You don't even get enough time if you're the press, I would say. Because if you're one of the celebrities, you get that good special showing, that 4 hour I got to play and beat the game Resident Evil 7 before it came out type of showing.
Yeah.
And line cutters... That's what celebrities are.
The one where Peter Molyneux gives you a hand job as you're playing Fable Legends.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that I think Gaming Since Gaming must have got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. He definitely.
He sure wasn't the other way around.
No, I'm sure.
He's giving Peter Molyneux a handy while playing the game. Like, this is the greatest.
Ceramic Dragon again said he stood in line for 2 hours for RE7 at PlayStation Experience. Never again. Well, I mean...
Well, then clearly he's not going to E3.
Yeah.
One extra person can go now.
So now you've eliminated. Now you just need what? 14,999 other people. Yeah.
That's what the bomb threat's for.
Terrible.
Holy crap. The views of Steven Gutierrez do not reflect VGV.
Do not. His actions are his own, everybody. We're going to take a quick game break right now. What? Because a new video game beta just came out, and... The VGB got to play it, everybody.
Yeah, so here's what was asked in chat, which I know we have to address here.
Yeah, got to address it.
I think we get a reputation sometimes of giving up on games too fast, maybe. I'm guessing that's what the dig was. They said, so did you actually put time in to learn the mechanics, or did you just get frustrated and quit?
For what?
We're talking about For Honor.
That's For Honor.
Oh.
For Honor is a different movie you'll probably be watching on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, moving on.
For Honor. I like that.
Yeah, you're welcome. This mind wanders in places. See, we're odd.
So For Honor came out. The beta came out, what was it, the 9th, the 10th, or something like that? The 11th? Who cares? But I hopped on this thing as soon as possible and instantly fell in love with the game.
Was it after your day download?
No, because I'm a smart downloader, and I don't start the download, then turn off my PlayStation.
Hey, I gotta go to work.
Yeah, you can still put it on standby.
On rest mode.
When your electricity bill is like $3 billion.
It barely uses electricity. Whatever,
Aaron.
Barely uses. So anyway, whatever, and I'm already seeing people in chat pop off. What's this guy's name? Calix23 says, yeah. For Honor, C-. Wow.
Plus. C plus.
I see a C minus. Where are you seeing a C plus? Did he switch up?
Oh, he changed it.
Oh, he's a flip flopper. Okay.
Maybe 7. Oh, flip flopper.
Okay. So Trump's son in the
Wow. That may be the worst thing that's ever been said.
He's Don a Baron.
It is probably Donald Jr.
Yeah.
Donald Jr.
Could be. But no, I played the game and I really like it. Like the fighting mechanics, it feels like it's a if you're gonna be a you know, like a one-on-one fight. If you're going to have a one-on-one fight, there's definitely strategy to it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just go in there hacking and slashing like a Dynasty Warriors, one of my favorite games. And you want to do that sometimes.
You do.
Me and Katie were playing the first night, and we would go and play the Dominion mode, where it's kind of the capture the 3 points and stuff like that, going back and forth. And you can see the kind of newbie, the Christmas noobs is what we kind of call them. They just got the game, you know. Going out
all
there,
Christmas tubes
we now? Were, yeah, okay. We definitely were. You can see I go out there and just hacking in a way, and then when you take a breath and calm down and you learn the mechanics of it, then you can be like, well, then I'm gonna whip this dude up with no problem because they're swinging away like, you know, it's Signs and an alien just appeared in front of them.
I've played MMA games for quite a while, and compared to like a fighter, like Street Fighter. The MMA games have they're really in-depth. And then there's like a threshold of up to a certain level, you will get far in the game just by hacking and slashing better or getting lucky and just swinging around. But then once you learn the defense mechanics, which a lot of people overlook in games across the board, that's how I'm going to approach For Honor.
I didn't know there was a block in Street Fighter till I was like 20.
See? Exactly. That's true, because it's more fun to punch people in the face and to stab people with a sword. But
go all out.
My recommendation to someone getting into For Honor, which I already know I'm going to do based off my past experiences games, is master the defense. Because you could probably just win a match just by letting someone walk up and then just blocking their shots. And then it's frustrating. Because then they're swinging and missing, and you're just laughing. And then you peck away at their life.
What characters have you played with so far?
I've only been the samurai.
So everybody plays differently, mind you. So if you're playing as the Orochi, this is the third over on the samurai line. I try to play him like I was playing the warden and just trying to, like, you know, get the blocks, but he's a lighter character. He can't hold his blocks for long. He has a bar that runs out as soon as you try to hold just like the right stick to the right.
Interesting.
So if that runs out, they swing right through you. So I was wondering, I was like, why isn't this working? And then when you find out, you need to really kind of time these blocks now and then more dodge out of the way, if anything, if you can, and then get those quick strikes in and stuff. It's a very tactical game.
To me, it's funny that you guys are just getting into this style of game now when these MMA games have been along for so long. Because it's
interesting now.
It is. Give them a sword and throw them back in time. Yeah. But when they throw them in an octagon, it's boring.
Where do you think? An octagon is basically a coliseum.
Yeah, seriously. Right? They're kind of
so
like
now we're just going
day.
Back and giving them the weapons.
Yeah.
It's more interesting.
It's like modern day gladiators, but it's like the same thing. If you're using a guy who's best at stand up and striking and he has weak defense, you don't want to get punched and you want to take him down. And he has his stats at defending takedowns is usually bad, and it requires better precision in your timing. While if you're like a jiu-jitsu guy whose grappling is dope, you could just basically spam the anti-grapple. But you're not going to be able to take him out with punches, so it's just checks and balances. I'm very excited about the game. I like it so far.
There's gonna need to be a lot of balancing because what's her name with the spear? The Japanese lady with the spear? Something like that. Yeah, a little OP.
Something like that.
She has like a bleed or something like that.
Yeah, she has a bleed effect.
Not liking that at all.
But she doesn't put up high damage, though.
She doesn't, but all that poking after a while.
She's just really quick, and she has bleed damage.
Yeah, Nobushi. Thanks, chat. She puts up that poke and stuff like that, and it pisses me off. I think she might get a little working done.
Come on, Aaron. You just got to get good.
Her kick, though, is ridiculous.
Her kick, I love.
That shit is dope.
I love, even when I get kicked, I love it. I'm like,
it's so good.
It's visually pleasing. And shout out to the developers for
Ubi
making me play a game and not realizing that I've been playing as a woman this whole time and that I had the option to even make my character a guy. Like, their whole gender roles are just like washed. There's no reason for them whatsoever, right? And it's just two warriors out on the field and killing each other. And, you know,
you can't really tell.
Can't really tell
at
all.
Character models.
Yeah.
And, like,
very subtle.
Yeah.
So that goes back and negates that one developer's argument about how it's too hard to make a female character.
Oh, I throw a rock in his face.
Boom.
I throw a rock
Ubisoft
right in his face.
Ubisoft just washed that down.
No. This is a brand new technology that they developed called, it's called the Mulan Engine.
Oh, okay.
The Mulan Engine.
It's terrible.
Okay. The female Viking with the double axes, she's pretty dope.
Lagatha?
Is that what you call her?
That's just...
No, she's the shield maiden.
It's the badass chick from Vikings.
Oh, I've never watched the show.
Oh, well, you're missing out.
No, I mean, I got For Honor, so...
And you're missing out on another show that we need to talk about pretty soon, but we'll get to that later.
The last one I want to touch on before I go move on to the next part of this segment is the shield and sword character. For the Vikings.
That bastard.
For some reason, he can block 360 degrees around him. Like, no problem. We spent a match where we were fighting. It was me, Steven, and Jerry, all versus this one guy. And I swear, he was like the Incredible Hulk.
And he's just sitting there laughing.
You ever see that scene in Shaun of the Dead where they're all just beating the guy with the pool cue? Yeah, that was us.
Yeah.
But this guy is blocking.
He's just blocking
every
everything.
Hit. We like, could not everything. Hit him.
And I was like, either he is the greatest NPC of all time, or we suck tremendously. I'm going with the former rather than the latter. I can't wait to see this as an esport, though.
Oh, I think it's going to be interesting.
I think it's going to be a
on the Switch.
How dare you?
If it comes out on it, it'd be interesting on there, too. Everybody's like,
I don't see it I do not see it as a Switch
title. You don't?
No?
No.
You can honestly
with
see it
the,
as
the Joy-Cons?
No.
Bro, yeah, no.
What's up?
You can actually see it as an eSport, though?
I can see it as the... Oh, heck yeah. Oh, yes. Not the mode Dominion.
Like, come on.
But I can see it 2v2s or 1v1s eSport. I can definitely
4v4.
See
4v4. We were doing that.
4v4 was fun.
That was. Because it was like fun. One person would go down, the guy would just leave, but you can still revive your teammate. And so you just like try to flank around and then revive your guy, and then it's 4-on-4 again.
Hmm. I wonder if that's even in the roadmap for the... For Ubi.
It's gotta be.
I don't think it is.
It's gotta be. They.
I mean, it would go to the fighting game genre, and you really think that this game could compete with Street Fighter?
But why put it in the fighting game genre? Just because.
What else are you gonna put it in?
You can put it
make
in
a new genre.
It's not a team. Make a new genre.
I mean, I
yeah.
guess you could make it. It is kind of a team game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very much a team game. Yeah.
I don't know. Just seeing kind of Gears of War struggle in the esports community and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, under inspired in the chat room saying 4v4 is nuts. And yeah. MLG For Honor, I can see that. Says Trump 23 PSN. I'm just joking, man. Oh, I'm just joking. Calyx 23. Yeah, I could definitely see it in the esports world. Chat, let me know what faction you've picked up. The layers of depth in this game as well with the
customization.
The customization, yeah, it's gonna be.
I was like, sick. I didn't want to spend my coin. It's a beta, and they give us like coins. I didn't want to spend them because I was like, oh, I wonder what else I can unlock. Like, because you can, it's like 500 gold pieces to buy like these premium boxes to get like gear and stuff.
You keep them,
right? Yeah, and you keep the gear and stuff like that. Do you? Is it?
Yeah,
rollover?
I'm asking.
I don't know.
Okay,
like, I really hope
I'm like back and forth between buying new, different characters to play as and just buying gear to see what they got.
Do we keep it with Division? Because we played the beta on Division.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't think it did. Oh, Gaming says you do.
Okay. That's a good thing.
So that's good.
That's a good thing. He picked a knight faction, so I guess we got to be enemies on that one as well.
Ooh,
you got to go samurai, man.
Gaming since gaming picked knight.
That Kensai samurai.
I don't use him too much.
Well, he's the only one I have right now, and I just run into the crowd of the minions. I just slash and just send like a whole crowd of them flying. It's a lot of fun.
I guess I need to download it on the PS4 to play with you guys, because I'm just playing alone.
Are you playing with a controller when you play on the PC?
I did, yeah.
Okay. All right. At least you're doing it the right way on
well,
the PC.
Well, see, because...
How the hell would you do that on PC?
With mouse and keyboard,
I have no earthly idea.
Because of my gaming history, although I have gone a lot of mouse and keyboard lately, it's still only been like the last year or two. So every time I experience a new game, it has to be controller first, and then I make the determination whether I think it'd be easier or more beneficial on mouse and keyboard. But for fighting games, for some reason, it still just feels right. I may try my fight pad and see how that works. My Street Fighter fight pad.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be definitely weird. Gaming Since Gaming in chat room is talking about the factions you pick doesn't matter. You can still play whoever. Yeah, you can play whoever you want, yeah. Definitely. But the factions do somewhat matter with the whole map taking
over. Well, he probably means in the beta it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you're
well,
just
yeah.
Multiplayer.
When you get the real game, it's going to matter a little bit more.
Well, no, I guess it wouldn't matter.
Sure. Okay, so you were talking about, because, I mean, that's the game break, we can call that. You had a TV show you wanted to talk about?
I want to talk about Powerless. Did you watch it yet?
So, no, I didn't get to watch it. Webb watched it. So I think this is going to be interesting because Webb had a different...
I watched it too.
Oh, good. This is very good. I wasn't that enthralled. For people that don't know, Powerless is set in a DC universe with a Disney Channel main character who works in a...
A hot Disney Channel.
I didn't say she wasn't.
But you didn't say it.
I'm just
yeah,
saying.
She grew up.
Appreciate.
I'm just saying. She works in a building where it's like, what, defense technology or something
like
that?
No, it's like inventions.
Inventions?
Yeah, for the
Wayne,
everyday
Wayne
person.
Security?
Has
Wayne
a security. Car fallen on you because Superman dropped it while he was trying to
yeah.
be
no,
a brainiac?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. The trailer is pretty... the trailer was enough for me to be like, I don't need to rush to watch this. So, Corey, your thoughts first. Go ahead.
I think it's incredibly campy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But... I think that just the sheer amount of actual references to DC characters that I care about make it already much more interesting to watch. And I think the characters, the comedic roles of Danny Pudi from Community and,
Ron French?
Yeah. and Ron Funches.
Or yeah. Funches. I call him French.
Ron Funches.
I think those two as a duo are absolutely hilarious.
They're no Troy and Abed.
I was going to say, are they the next Troy and Abed?
They don't have that.
Danny, he basically plays a little more functional Abed.
Well, I mean, that's
high functioning Abed. Okay,
yeah, you're being more high functioning Abed.
And Funches is just so funny.
He is.
Like he's been funny in everything I've seen him in. So he really lends himself well to this role. Tudyk is also great.
There's a guy named Tudyk.
No. Alan Tudyk
is a hero. Okay.
That's
Steve the pirate.
Steve the pirate.
You know who he is, right? The guy from Firefly.
With the blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
That he plays the Bruce Wayne's cousin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a great character. Like, it's super campy. The characters are way over exaggerated in its comedy, but it's just good. It's good.
In one sentence, why should I watch the show?
I don't know if I can break it down in one sentence. It's just good. It's a good old time.
Okay, it's a good old time. Yeah. Webb, your rebuttal.
Okay, I think the biggest thing for me was the campiness. It was so campy. I couldn't get past the campy
Did you humor. Watch both episodes?
Oh, okay. So that may be it, because I only saw the one episode on Hulu.
You saw the pilot.
I saw the pilot.
Okay.
Maybe the second episode will be better.
Pilots are always hard to judge, because pilots are always like an exaggeration. Like, it
you
was
a sale. You got to make the sale.
They are the pitch. They are the
and
first
that's
pitch,
what it
though.
Was. It was the exaggeration. I was on board with it for the most part. Like halfway through, but and then the campiness. My favorite part actually was at the very end, if you want to call it like the after credit scene or whatever, when they did their thing, they did their intention, and they hear a news story about Batman using something that they just invented, and they're like, oh my gosh, you guys, Batman made his own. Like, do you think we're gonna work for him one day? And she's like, maybe we will. Or I'm trying to not give it away, because in case Aaron watches it. But
yeah. I'm going to watch it.
I mean, that was probably my favorite part. That was kind of humorous. But they do put in more references to characters than any other comic book show.
Crimson Fox, Flash, Green Lantern, Batman, Superman. I mean, they're just busting out the names of the Luthor, LexCorp got brought up in the first episode.
That's their biggest competition.
Yeah, that's who they compete with to make their inventions.
Makes sense.
It really is just a good old time, Aaron. You just can't.
Should I watch this?
Here we go.
I don't think you're going to get into it.
Difference from episode two from episode one, which I think they'll go more in this direction, is that the jokes got more adult a little bit more mature in the second one, too. Because in the first one, it could have been on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
I'm going to be completely honest. Based on the age limit of the jokes and some of the toilet humor things that were in there, it could have been on Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon. Episode two, it got a little bit racier, where stuff I was actually laughing out loud about and had to think. There were some thinkers in that one.
Oh, some thinkers.
There were some thinkers.
That's
in the
good
first
in the
episode,
thinkers.
Did you laugh a lot, or did you find yourself just kind of chuckling here and
chuckling
there?
Chuckling here and there.
Okay.
But episode two, I was definitely belly laughing.
When is it on? So I know, because
it's there right now.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date.
Okay.
I watched it on Hulu, too.
Okay, so I'll check out the second episode, because maybe it gets better.
So Steven, the voice of reason.
I honestly don't think you'll like it. Because just judging from what we know about you.
That's racist. Okay.
You're very
Wakandia doesn't get brought up one time.
Okay, so they have all these references to heroes, but of course they're probably never ever show them. Just gonna be Crimson.
Well,
Fox,
yeah, I understand. I understand that.
Which is fine. I get that. That's fine. But I don't see it going past one season, maybe two. I honestly don't. It's okay. It's not. It hasn't wowed me yet.
You've seen both.
I watched both episodes.
Did you see what I said though? How the jokes in episode two?
Yeah, they did, because they were trying to like not push the line, but they were kind of like approaching a little bit on some of the racier stuff.
Yeah.
There
was like an N-word type reference.
Yeah. Wow.
It wasn't like an N-word,
but it was a race joke.
Should I go straight into the season two? Or episode two?
You might want to. It was like just a you can't say our word type of thing. You know?
Oh. Okay. All right. You can't say Kryptonian or something like that. All right.
But it was a black dude who said it.
Okay.
It was
hilarious.
Yeah. So you have that. Dude. But yeah,
you'll probably like it.
I don't know. I'm going to give it some more time.
Okay.
I'll probably keep watching, because I already invested two episodes into it. But we'll see.
How many seasons do you give it?
Depends.
Yeah, it's going all the way, baby. It's going Friends.
I probably will finish the first one.
It's going 10 seasons deep.
6 seasons in a movie?
I watched all of Heroes.
Okay.
So it was the only good season was
one. So your bar is low.
So
that bar is extremely low then. If you're putting the bar in writing Heroes on top.
No, but do you think, how many seasons do you give the show? How long do you think it's going to last?
I honestly hope that it gets better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But right now, just judging off those two episodes that they have, like I said, maybe two.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll catch on, unfortunately. I think it's better than people think it is and will be better than people think it's going to be. But I don't know if it's going to catch on. Seeing just some of the great shows that have been canceled lately, it's just...
And we can get it. We're going to get into that a little bit later, too.
Yeah.
We got a full-blown list of that type of stuff. In the chat room, Short Nerdy Guy says, I give 5 seasons to this show, basically.
Jay Wheeler, he's laying down some...
That's a
bold claim.
That's a huge bold claim.
One of my favorite shows, My Name is Earl. I don't even think about 5 seasons.
4.5 seasons more than I give it.
5 seasons is like the sweet spot for shows. If they can get 5 seasons out and end
they've made it.
Yeah, Community got canceled like 3 times before they hit 5 seasons.
Yeah, it's a tough trudge there. Ceramic Dragon asks, has anybody watched Legion yet? And Legion, of course, is Marvel's new television series.
No, that's Fox's new.
Oh yes, television series. Fox's.
Yeah, it's not get the two confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have not, simply because it is Fox. But
just out of spite.
They literally out of spite, yeah. And I've seen reviews around it, and I have purposely not even looked at the reviews. Again, out of spite. They just can't. As soon as
I
hear
that they're suffering because of that.
Well, yeah.
Because you're afraid you're going to like it, Aaron?
No, I'm afraid I'm going to go in there and lose even more hope with the X-Men universe.
I don't think that's possible.
I think it is.
I think you've already hit a rock bottom.
You know why? No, because I've even said on other shows before, I have a little bit more hope because this Logan thing is the last one. They're done. So that means now we can move on. But they're making a show about a reality-warping mutant. So if they wanted to, they can be like, well, Legion warped the reality and we got to start this whole thing over. I don't want that. Don't want that at all. Keep that crap out of my universe. This is going 2 episodes and getting canceled. So there it is. Special K says, Aaron's views are baseless. They have a base in California, and they sit there.
That's where they come out of my throat.
Yeah.
So and into your ears. Gross.
But I gave it. You know, that's what I gave it. I gave it that spite thing. I'm not going to do that. Activision says, Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare didn't resonate with the fans. So speaking of... of not resonating with people, Activision is—they're kind of on one. They're kind of—I don't know if they're just blinded by the money. Like
they're losing their golden pony.
Activision's been in the news quite a bit this week. This isn't the story I heard about, and actually, knowing that they said that is very un-corporate shilly of them.
Really?
Usually, remember the spin they put on it when.
They got all those.
What's crazy?
Yeah.
What's crazy in their little statement? They actually play back to that corporate spin. They say, while of course we see the passionate opinions online, we also look at the measurements and the facts. While it's very easily, pre-orders are off very strong, off to a very strong start. Views in the reveal trailer were, of course, you know, whatever, but they were the highest that they ever seen for that review trailer. But the negative response on there, as we read on a show, five, six, seven years ago?
Yeah, yeah, it was a while ago.
Which is, this they is them coming bad. To reality because, you know, before the game came out and it got the most downvotes, like, in YouTube history for a video game trailer, they're like, we really admire the passion. We're going to stick this out. We think the game's going to... And then now they're saying, oh, I guess it didn't resonate with them. We could have told you that when the trailer came out.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why it doesn't make any sense that they were surprised by that.
You're too far gone by then. You're showing a trailer for a game that's already complete.
Yeah, I might as well just go for
you
it.
You got to go
for
just
it. Just suck
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be like, you didn't like the trailer, we'll scrap the whole project, the whole year or
shut
something.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
But they've done that before, too, not Activision. They might have.
Who else has done that?
We just talked about that Halo Lego game thing, Mega Bloks game.
But
was like completely done, and they scrapped it. They've done that to games, though, where they're basically finished. And then they just scrap them right on it.
But that was, I think that was internal as opposed to getting negative feedback from, you know, a trailer or from some public game testing or something like that. That was us as the developers saying, this game is not fun. Scrap it, yeah. even though it's done. So and they still might even come out with that game out here. Like, they got a finished product on their hands. Why not? Sell it for $12 and, you know, recoup some of that loss.
Indie. It's easier to put your Steam green light now.
Exactly. And you know they got the money. It's Mega Bloks. They're selling, like, Legos and stuff like that. Anybody in chat play Call of Duty 2? Let's get that going on. And how did you think it, you know, lived up to the other ones? Because I hear a lot of people were just fine to play the remastered one and throw the other one away.
The other thing I heard about Activision, too, I didn't see it in the show notes, it was the Destiny news.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Is there a thing if it's delayed, number two?
It's not news.
Yeah, I kind of was going to put that one in there. Opted out because I don't like Destiny. Again, spite, everybody. I'm not going
to
lie.
They're delaying the second one?
No.
No, they've already delayed it to the maximum amount they can delay it.
Right.
Yeah. And apparently, if they delay it again, Activision gets more shares of
Bungie.
Bungie. Yeah.
Dang. So they basically are on a pretty serious deadline.
Time crunch.
So this game is going to be horrendous.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing.
It's going to be Destiny 1.5.
You're on a time crunch for a sequel to a game that wasn't complete in the first place.
And to a game that was supposed to last 10 years.
Wow.
Here's what's keeping people happy, because a lot of people think that after the current state of Destiny, we'll call it, is good. People are liking the things that they fixed.
Okay.
Giving it a point, making it replayable, the missions.
That took forever.
It took forever, but now they're saying that if it's just like a sequel, they can just hopefully take everything that's there now and build upon that to make it better.
So then you literally are just buying a part one again. Just a polished part one again.
It's a bigger DLC, Aaron.
So how, that's not good.
One that warrants its own.
That's not a good thing. Are you serious? Like, so did any of the articles say when their actual timeline is?
I know it was in the article, but I didn't
see it in the article that I saw. I just saw the thing where they would get the majority, or they would get more shares of Bungie if they didn't come out, you know, soon, basically.
Did you mute my soundboard?
Did I mute the soundboard? Yeah. I probably did, yeah.
Well, in that case, you brain bang, terrible. brain That's bang. Terrible. You vote on Twitter, then you brain bang. I asked the NRG fans. Everybody. Yeah, try and mute that, Aaron. I did a live.
I can.
So I did a question just to the NRG community. I wanted to know, with news that Destiny 2 is going to happen this year, what do you want to see most from the sequel? We have a large fan base of Destiny fans because we have Goth as a streamer.
Yeah.
And he streams Destiny. So, and I used to play a lot of it, so I felt, you know, at liberty to put a few things on there. So what I put it down between was a better storyline, esports support,
okay,
four-player campaign, or other.
This was for
Destiny 2.
Destiny 2.
What do they want to see?
For Destiny 2, what do you want to see? And I just lost it on the page.
And there he is. You lose it. You lose it.
That's terrible. Just like this song.
You bring it up, then you lose it. And it's over. Thank you guys for listening to You Lose Bang.
Damn. Everybody.
No, but seriously, that's good. Like, of those things, though, Aaron, what would you think is the most important?
Give it to me again, one more time.
So
he doesn't have it in front of him.
No, I got it.
Yeah, he has
a better storyline.
Better storyline.
Four-player campaign instead of the three-player co-op, okay, which I always thought was a big miss. And then esports support.
Right off the bat, throw esports out the window.
Yep.
Not a good idea for that one. Four-player co-op, I would always think is better than three. That's just a dumb thing. And the story, was there a story? Was there even a story?
For those who paid enough attention and went to the website.
No, there wasn't.
And read a novel. There was a story in there.
You know what?
There is a loose shadow of
that's
story.
Horrible.
Yeah,
because why couldn't you copy and paste whatever that was on the website and put it into some type of just press A document.
You know why? Because if they don't release it in time, Activision gets more rights, Aaron.
That's
the pay Troy Baker to read it.
That is so late. You don't even have to have a voiceover for it. You can just have a book on a desk. Somebody walks up, presses A, and you all you got to do is copy what you put on that website in that book. And that's it.
You just don't get it, do you, Aaron?
No, clearly I don't. I would say
so money's an issue. All right.
Those are some pretty...
It's lazy.
That's development. No. What you're asking for people to pick from is kind of just bottom of the barrel if it's a bad game already.
It's just basic stuff that should already
be there. You're asking for basic decencies in a video game.
It's basic, like, humanity.
What do you want in the next video game? Controller support? graphics?
That's terrible.
Or sound? Pick. There you go. So,
I mean, so it was better story.
Better story, more people in multiplayer or esports support.
Or esports. Of the three, esport would be cool, but I'd rather have the other two.
Yeah, I'd rather have the two combined, though.
Combined.
It makes me feel like if I'm going to get one, if I'm going to pick one, you're going to oust the other.
I see why it started out as a three-player thing. I am not agreeing with it, but because there were three classes that you could choose from, so it's one of each. But now those classes have subclasses that have subclasses, so you could have two different, what is it, warlock? Is that one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're two warlocks, but they're both different warlocks. So you could do more than just a three-player co-op. But
well, the people said 7% said other, and most of what they wanted in that group was PC support. They wanted the game on the PC.
Oh, my God.
With 18% four-player campaign, 26% said esports, and nearly 50% said they wanted a better storyline.
Yeah.
To me, that's still... It's still part of just the whole picture of what made the game just not done.
Oh.
Borderlands 1 had a better storyline.
Good Lord, Destiny. It did.
We Gamer House in chat says Destiny 2 needs to have less load screens. Idling in your ship is just so boring.
Turn that into a damn freaking minigame or something.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that crap.
Like Warframe.
Have the ships mean something. Yeah.
Warframe literally did nothing during this load screen, but you can still kind of move the ship around. Could you do that on Destiny?
You could move the ship on Destiny.
It was like basic.
I don't recall.
But
I don't know.
It was so useless that I never bothered doing
it. It was just a pain, yeah.
Well, I mean, I just don't see this coming out on top for Bungie.
They should just let it go.
Only because of the time restraint. Now the world knows you're on the time clock. Like, now we all know.
You're on notice.
Yeah, you're on notice. That is not good whatsoever.
So, Facebook chat. Clinton is saying Destiny didn't get good until The Taken King, in my opinion. I didn't have a copy of the game until then. I loved Rise of Iron, but could we get more than a 1.5-hour campaign?
Yeah,
and so that's probably what they're talking about. And then how many DLCs is he talking about that until the game got good?
Taken King, that was the fourth.
A lot of people I know who really like the game and enjoy it today weren't day oneers. They got at about the time Taken King came out. Which
I think
that was
our problem.
And they had a better experience because I was playing it from day one through all the glitches when they tried to charge us a full price for the DLC, another $64 just to get the DLC like $40 just to buy it alone. It was stupid. And that's what turned me off. But I'm going to day one.
No, you're not.
I will.
Yeah. You're not crazy.
I'm going to.
You're going to make the same mistake.
Crazy. Yeah.
I'm going to make the same mistake.
Fool you twice.
It's insanity.
I don't think they're going to.
That is insanity.
I don't think they're going to fool me twice.
Oh, no. They've already fooled you twice.
You can't tell if he's being sarcastic.
No, absolutely.
He literally just said they're on a time crunch.
Yeah.
That they're ready just to spit out anything.
I'm an optimist.
I am too.
Are you?
But I'm also a realist. Because the time crunch thing, the thing that why it stands out so much is because no one ever knows that stuff. Like, the next Street Fighter game, you don't know what the time crunch is for that next one to come out, right? So we know that, okay, theoretically, they're taking their time with this bad boy. But now we know that they got to get something out. We know going on, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what they need to make it get good. A true open world.
Who's to say that's not going to happen?
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying this is what they need. A true open world. A true grouping system larger than, I'll even say, give them a 5-man group. If you want to do an odd number thing.
Five man.
If we're doing a large open world thing, why not?
Aaron, never has a game dared to do a five-man team.
Multiple enemies.
Wasn't there a game that had about that co-op?
More enemies than I can count on my hand.
Here's
not just color schemes. More more enemies I can count on my
hand.
My
reasoning.
King brought that.
Here's my reasoning why I think Destiny is worthy of a day one buy. First of all, I do believe that they learned their lesson from Destiny 1 and that they're not going to have some of the annoying issues such as the grinding and like scratching for things to do, doing the same quests every single day online once you beat the campaign. I have a feeling that they've learned, and same thing with balancing weapons. I mean, it could still be better, but they've come a long way in balancing the weapons and legendaries and stuff like that. So I believe that a lot of the things that turned me off to the number one will be fixed out the gate for Destiny 2. My second reasoning, it's still Bungie, and I still love them.
Yeah, that's what. No, that's your first reasoning.
That's his first reasoning. Let's rewind for a second.
I knew that's what the reason was.
You were pissed at Bungie. Like, just rewind a couple months ago.
I also hate my dad. You know, but it doesn't mean I don't love him.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. I got mad at Bungie, but still, they're my video game dad.
That's terrible.
They made Halo 2. Which is the best game of all time.
No, it's not, but...
Halo 1, which is my major introduction into shooters besides GoldenEye, the one that I actually took seriously. I just love Bungie, and I always will, and they're going to have my support.
That blind faith is why video games suck right now. That's exactly what that is.
That's terrible.
That blind faith.
Okay, so wait.
Chat's got my back.
Here's the question. What are you going to get it on?
Who in chat?
He says, you love your dad, Corey.
Yeah, there you go. That's fine. Yeah, there you go.
I honestly do hate my father.
Where are you going to get it on? You getting Xbox or PlayStation?
I mean, you're getting it on the PC.
If it comes on the PC.
Well, yeah, but let's
if it ends up on the PC.
If it doesn't, which it most likely won't.
If it doesn't, that's tough.
Doesn't it play anywhere?
What if it came out exclusively on the Switch?
No.
You're not buying it?
Well, I may buy a Switch, but I'm not going to go day one it.
Why?
What's the difference?
It needs to be on a console I'm actually going to play.
Well, I mean, what if they feel like the technology
It needs to be a game you should actually want to play.
It's not going to be.
Instead of you just having it because you want
Activision's in bed with PlayStation. Yeah. If they do the same thing like they did last time, although I stuck to Xbox, it did hurt me a little bit that everyone on PlayStation was getting guns and extra missions and stuff. So whatever... console Bungie decides, or Activision, I should say, because I'm sure it goes above their head, gives the attention to, I'll go with. So if it's PS4 again, I'll go PlayStation.
Let's talk about a space game that's actually going to be good. Mass Effect Andromeda. I got a couple of bang bites here, everybody. Mass Effect Andromeda is coming out, of course, everybody. They've announced that they are going to do some type of co-op in it. Maybe a la the same way that they did Part 3. If they did, that's amazing. There's a new alien on there, and it seems like the internet can't wait to bang her. Some cat purple-looking thing with weird shoulders. And
you mean literally bang. I thought you were trying to just plug in the show.
No, not even plugging on this one.
Or something
they
like
want to
plug
the actual... Yeah, okay. Yeah. They've been putting like, look at this purple cat thing. Can't wait to have sex with that.
So there's an alien.
Yeah.
Let's go have sex with it.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Anybody's ever seen Dirty Work, that's what that's from.
For the Valentine's Day, of course, Pokemon Go is going to jump in on the act, and they're upping the count of pink creatures, apparently. So you're, you know, I guess licking tongues, what's the one with the egg inside of it?
Chansey.
No,
they did buy a significant amount, too. Like, we went on a Pokemon walk today and caught, like, three Chanseys. I'd never seen one before this thing took over. Same thing with Licky Tongues. We got three of those. Never seen one.
Porygons, did you see any of those?
I have not.
Those are supposed to be there too.
Oh,
I
really?
Mean, it's pink and purple, but you know, the purple is all around the same thing. Speaking of purple, Prince's music is also returning to Spotify.
Segway.
Yes.
Yes. So you guys are going to get that back starting on the 12th, I believe. You can go and check out his catalog of music and
Dearly
enjoy
beloved,
that.
We were gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Exactly. Speaking of life, America takes first place, everybody, in a DDR World Championship.
Yeah!
Boom!
Wow. Suck our dance moves.
Suck that, Japan.
The real twist, all white guys.
It was. It literally was.
Yeah.
If you go see that.
Well, DDR isn't dancing.
That's true.
It's white people dancing.
It's called four-stepping.
It's stomping really, really fast.
It's definitely white people dancing.
Stomp team.
EA takes $3,000 back from their champion for using inappropriate tweets. He won $75,000, I believe. He went on Twitter and ran his mouth, and EA said, well, we're going to take and fine you $3,000 like a real professional.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is it that or we lay off a couple people?
How bad was it, though?
I didn't get to read them because everywhere I went, they freaking deleted them, basically.
All N-words.
Speaking of N-words.
Oh, God.
Netflix.
Well, why
Netflix faces boycotts over Dear White People series.
Dumbest yes. thing ever.
The series came out with like a 30-second trailer, and literally people went crazy.
Grab your pitchforks and torches.
It was so terrible. If you read the comments on there, and literally the trailer is, Dear White People, here are some acceptable things for Halloween to wear. And then she goes over the basics. Like SpongeBob, you know, here's something that's not acceptable. Black people.
A lot of people in blackface.
And that's pretty much what the trailer, and then she shows pictures of, you know, white people in blackface. So it's like, yeah, don't do it, people. Just don't do it.
The alt-right.
Just say
for
no.
Thank you for watching the Weekend Bang. Of course, we got a little bit more for you people that actually come out live, which you need to be. I don't understand why you're not. For the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, Stephen Gutierrez, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just been banged. And come out to the live show. Damn.